Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by UC Davis.
And I'm Jake Sherman. We've got the document that everyone wants in Playbook this morning, detailing the changes to the new Republican healthcare plan.
Timing on a vote is still uncertain, and it's unclear if it will pass, but Republicans appear determined to give it a try. Passing it next week seems unlikely given Congress's attention will be squarely focused on funding the government.
The government shuts down in 8 days, and I've got a scoop with Josh Dossie on how the White House is gearing up for a shutdown fight as it tries to secure money for a border wall, more immigration enforcement officers, and a larger military. It's a risky play. Democrats will be in near uniform opposition to the plan.
A couple of things to watch in this regard. House Democrats are holding a conference call today to discuss their strategy for the government funding fight. And House Republicans are holding a rare Saturday call this week. We expect government funding and healthcare to dominate the conversation.
Our colleagues Isaac Dover, Eric Geller, and Matt Nussbaum have a great piece on Trump missing a 90-day cyber plan. Trump promised to appoint a team and have them give him a plan 90 days into office. So far, there's no team, no plan, and no clear answer from the White House on who would be working it out.
That unkept promise comes as Trump is getting a 100-day report card in a new Politico Morning Consult poll out this morning. Stephen Shepard writes that voters are grading Trump's performance on a partisan curve. Republicans are inclined to give him good grades on his performance in office so far, mostly A's and B's. Democrats are tougher in their assessments, mostly D's and F's. Trump earns his highest marks on fighting terrorism, the poll shows.
Look for the White House to spend a lot of time in the next week arguing that they have been as productive as any modern White House, with 25 bills signed into law and almost as many executive orders.
Speaking of executive orders, Trump is planning one on steel imports that will direct Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross to investigate whether steel imports to the U.S. should be blocked on grounds of national security interests. For those keeping track at home, Ross has also been tasked with coming up with a report on Trump's Buy American and potential abuse of HB1 visas. He is also supposed to be taking the lead on renegotiating trade deals.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Exxon is seeking a U.S. waiver to resume its venture with Russian oil company Rosneft. The deal was originally forged by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in 2012 when he was Exxon's chief executive. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.